Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I never do a sound check. Oh, hit myself in the face with the microphone. And I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the Louis Anderson Theater at Palace Station in Las Vegas, Nevada on Sunday, July 8th, to Ocean's 12. Yeah. Thank you for coming out, you guys. I've got, was there a smog machine going? A smog machine. Oh, I love those rock concerts where they have a smog machine. Those are some badass concerts. They blow smog into your face while they sing, "We're Not Gonna Take It." Since last I spoke and you listened, after the New York ep, I saw several Broadway shows, but only one I can wholeheartedly recommend, and that one is called Once, based on the movie I also liked, but it's a very different experience. Then back in Los Angeles, I did a Benson movie interruption at CineFamily of Battleship with guests Wayne Fetterman and Brendan Walsh. T.J. Miller was supposed to be there, but he got stuck on the East Coast and sent along a message for me to share with the Battleship viewers, and it was, "What's next? Chutes and Ladders? Denver, yeah!" And what did I think of Battleship? the international hit and domestic flop? Liam Neeson doesn't have enough lines. Rihanna has too much clothes on. And no one utters the expression, "You sunk my battleship." They didn't even have Liam Neeson say, "I'm going to need you to get under the battleship. Next, you will be taken by a wolf." Yesterday, UFC happened here in Vegas. More about that later. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Sherry Searoff wrote, she's a funny comic, she wrote, "Snow White is never as hot as she's supposed to be." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Upcoming Road Douglas movies are happening in Dallas, Denver, yeah, Philly, New York City, and Seattle. If I'm doing stand-up in your town, Leonard Maltin game will be played at the end of each show, just like I did the last time I was here in Vegas. DouglasMovies.com for all the dates. Now let's do a quick Watch This, Not That audience edition. I like to ask people sitting up front possibly a scary loner type. What's a movie that you enjoy, sir? Just any movie at all. Of all, you know what movies are, right?
Weird Science.
Okay. Weird Science? This didn't match. All right, let's go over here. Let's go to this gentleman in the hat right here. Who's looking at me like, don't you dare put that fucking microphone in my face. I have a hat on. No, but what's a movie you like, dude?
All-time favorite movie, Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. Interesting. Weird Science and Stand By Me. We've got a hot model robot creation or a body by the railroad tracks. Watch Weird Science, not Stand By Me. This has been Watch This, Not That. Audience edition. All right, now we get to go into the prize bag, and it's a good one tonight, you guys. I hope you brought name tags and would like to be played for, because you can win all of this stuff. You can win a Smug Life DVD. DVD? It's just audio. It's CD. There's no DVD, but it's a two-disc CD set. My first one, Doug Benson, Professional Humor Idiot, is in there. Also a copy of a recent and probably future guest, Dave Hill, wrote a book called Tasteful Nudes. And, so I'm giving that away. Also, a book called, has nothing to do with the show or the guest tonight. It's just somebody gave this to me and went, give this away. And I was like, all right. Notes from the Night, A Life After Dark by Taylor Plimpton. So yeah, enjoy the crap out of that. Here's another one. Everything that follows is based on recent real life experience that has proven to work. Professional Survival Solutions. So that's got to be exciting, right? Because how are any of us going to survive without that? I'm going to sneeze. I'm allergic to Survival Solutions. I want to die. We got another. Oh, yeah. Courtesy of the gentleman who this theater is named after, a copy of his book, The F Word. Fuck, 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 fuck. No, Louis Anderson doesn't write those kind of books. The F Word, How to Survive Your Family. That's the F Word, yeah. Family. Somebody made the fart noise. The F noise. And then I've got a Smug Life sticker that I'm throwing in the bag, but also I've got a stack of them to give out to you guys after the show. We'll be hanging out after the show, me and one of my guests, and signing stuff and, taking pictures and all that kind of stuff. So this is going to give it away who the guests are, because we've got a copy of the Comedy Film Nerds book, and we've got some stickers that say Death Squad TV on them. Please give a big warm welcome to Graham Elwood, Brian Redband, and Dan Hardy, UFC champion fighter dude. Welcome, gentlemen. Holy crap. What a panel. You're sitting on it. It's right behind you there. There you go.
It's like a microphone butt plug.
Oh, no, Graham Elwood. We've started.
Weird Science? Weird Science.
That's his orgasm noise.
He yells Weird Science when he has an orgasm. Weird Science!
Weird Science. That is a good way to describe it.
Oh, Breakfast Club. Oh. Real genius. Oh, wow. He's yelling out. That's when you take it in a can with a strap on. Oh, real genius. You, sir, are a real genius.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm having a conversation over here with one of these fans.
Well, that's nice. That's Graham Elwood, everybody. Let's hear it for Graham.
Hello! Hello!
Now, Graham is, of course, quite the competitor in all the games that we play here. How did you do yesterday at the weigh-in, Graham? Did you meet the weight requirement?
Yeah, I did. I met the weight requirement. It's pretty sweet.
It's so funny how people...
cut weight.
And of course, Dan Hardy's here, everybody. And
Come on.
I've never been to the weigh-ins, but yes, the weigh-ins for yesterday... It sounds like I'm talking about Marlon and Sean. I've never been to the weigh-ins house, and...
So many kids. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Such a big family, the weigh-ins. Yesterday, or day before yesterday, the weigh-ins had like 8,000 people in attendance. Isn't it just guys getting on scales and then staring each other down for a photo op, basically?
Yeah, and some of the choices of underwear as well were completely unnecessary. There were Speedos.
Oh my God. Stuff going on. Yesterday in the fights themselves, there was one guy with a purple boner. The entire fight. Very intimidating.
Did you notice he had no sponsors at all? It was just purple shorts. He was like sponsored by the color purple. That's
Well, that was Brian Redman is here, everybody. From you know him from the Joe Rogan Experience and then all the fun Death Squad programming, all the chaotic, crazy Death Squad stuff. And you, Brian, you've been on this show once before, but that was long enough ago that you probably don't remember how to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Barely, yeah.
So this is going to be a very interesting competition because Dan is a first-time competitor, and Brian, let's call you, you're probably less than a first-time competitor.
Right.
Because you don't remember anything about the last time you were on, right?
I really don't. It was like a long-ass time ago.
It seems like it barely happened.
It's when podcasts were black and white.
Who were you on with? You were on with Sam Tripoli?
No, I was on with Joe Rogan, I think. And
then who
Ari
else
Shaffir,
who else we stick
maybe?
In there?
Ari Shaffir?
I don't think he's done it. I want him to do it, though.
Maybe it was Sam Tripoli. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, so a memorable show that was. So go back into the archives, dig that one up, and go, no wonder these guys don't remember doing it. Let's talk about movies. Or should we talk about the fights yesterday? Brian, you were at the fights.
Yeah.
And it, for you, it wasn't the biggest night of all
time. It was all right. The last two fights were good. Up to that, I was kind of bored. And plus, you know, I was sitting in between two really big fat guys. And that's never fun. Floor seats are never fun. Have you ever sat on the floor? It's like the worst seats in the whole entire house.
Yeah, the best seats are the worst seats.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
You're closest to the action, but then you are, you know, stuck with seats with no arms on them.
Yeah. And there's Brazilians everywhere at that fight because they were crazy. They were going jumping out of their
How
seats.
How do you know? I see what you mean by Brazilians.
Yeah.
Everyone there is waxed.
Everyone was showing their vaginas on the floor in the upper deck. They're not as much, but it's
pretty they're exciting. Very excited. They were constantly jumping out of their seats and screaming in my ears. Very exciting people.
So you didn't have a great time at the
fights.
No,
I didn't have a good time.
But yeah, that last fight, though, what'd you think of that, Dan? The one between Chael and Silva. Sonnen and Silva.
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing. I was hoping for more, you know? And there's this whole debate this morning about whether the knee was illegal, and I would just call it rather.
Yeah, people have been saying that he's an ugly fighter, and it's like, well, is there any other kind? Like, isn't that how you win? Like, it's the great thing about UFC is there's, you know, not a lot of rules. It's like, get in there and kill each other.
Yeah, but he kind of puts on a show sometimes, you know, like the head movement, and he makes it look attractive when it's, you know, not an attractive sport at all. It's just not, though, is it? I mean, we get punched in the face, people bleed and sweat on each other. It's just grim.
Yeah. It's pretty gnarly. If I come into it late and there's blood on the canvas, I'm like, oh shit, I missed a good one.
Yeah, I love it when like one guy or both guys are bleeding a lot and they're like two guys covered in each other's blood.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
not,
what,
not gay at all.
No.
It's very manly, manly sport.
Oh, weird science.
Pretty in pink. So, when are you going to fight again soon, Dan Hardy?
I'm fighting September 29th in my hometown.
Oh!
So that's going to be...
Where was that, New Jersey?
I thought it was Beijing. I'm sorry, I thought it was in Beijing.
So you'll be fighting in... what's the venue called?
It's Nottingham, England. I don't know what the arena's called. They change the name like every 6 months.
And are they doing it there because that's where you're from?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they announced the show without even speaking to me first. And...
We got a mic switch.
Mic switch.
Here we go. Professionally done.
Nice. Way to go. Way to fucking go. Stop it. Pull it out of your butt. Pull it out of your butt.
Oh my
God. Stop putting that in your butt.
This has turned into a David Cronenberg movie.
Take it out of your
butthole.
Don't put that in your butt.
They're going to think I'm doing something really unnecessary with this mic.
Just for the record, Dan did not put the microphone in his butt.
Brian did it for him.
Death Squad.
I don't think it would have made that noise if it was in somebody's butt. I think it would have been quiet and content.
There's a lot of piercings. Made that noise.
So Brian is the only one on the panel, I think, who saw the new Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He saw it. Spider-Man.
As Jordan Brady used to say, Spider-Man.
It opened on a Tuesday. And he fought a robot.
I watched it and drank some soda.
And then he went to bed on his pillow.
And so what'd you think of it, Brian? I haven't seen it yet, and I just don't... I feel like I have seen it without having seen it.
You know the story already. Like, you have to watch Uncle Ben again, you know, or... You know Uncle Ben, he dies, or whatever his name is.
Spoilers!
Everyone knows this already. But so, like, you're sitting there going, like, I'm not going to invest any... Like, I don't care about this guy, because I know he's going to die in, like, 10 minutes. So it just made... Like, the whole movie, you're just... I've seen this movie. I don't know. It wasn't good. They need to stop.
Is that why you didn't like the movie The Bucket List? I can't get invested in these guys. I know they're going to die in 90 minutes.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind them rebooting it like, one more time. Just go back to Toby. Because it was like Twilight. It was
Three boot it.
Toby Maguire, third boot.
Yeah. Zero humor in it.
Old Spider-Man.
The old Spider-Man.
That sounded like there was going to be more.
The old Spider-Man.
That's all bit.
That's it.
Move on, Doug.
The old Spider-Man was very laconic. He just said small things and left.
And backstage, Graham, you were recommending a movie that I've been recommending since I saw it at South by Southwest called Safety Not Guaranteed.
Oh, that movie's excellent.
Check it out. It's quite charming.
Yeah, it's got a real limited release, but it's worth seeing. And Mark Duplass is in three movies right now.
Knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, he is. He's great. He's a small part in People Like Us. And then he's in this, which is good. And then he's in the other movie with Emily Blunt. I forget the name. My Sister's Sister. He's very good in both those.
Is People Like Us, is that the movie where there's scenes of Sarah Jessica Parker grocery shopping and, you know what I mean, other celebrities doing things like us?
Yes.
Is that what that film is
exactly
about?
That's exactly what it is.
They're just people.
Yeah.
Like us.
Just like us. They do regular things.
Like, I don't understand the premise of People Like Us. It's Chris Pine finds out that he's half brother to
Elizabeth
Banks, and that they have some money that he should tell her about.
Yeah, and that's
and
kind
then
of...
he just watches her from afar.
Well, that's what the part
for
of the,
what
the,
reason?
Yeah, that's where it's kind of like it felt very contrived. It's based on a true story. The director actually found out he had a sister, but it wasn't.
Then he went and watched her and...
No, that's the thing. That's where, like, it was dumb, like, Hollywood nonsense instead of him just... The whole movie should have just been, oh, my God, I have a sister. Now let's figure each other out or learn about what it was like. It's just like, ew, wacky. It was like a Katherine Heigl movie with trying to be dramatic. Like, it was fucking...
I heard she was originally supposed to play the Chris Pine role.
Yeah, she was.
Dan, have you been to the cinema lately? I know you had a big weekend with the UFC Expo and whatnot.
To be honest, I don't really like people too much. much, so I don't find myself in cinemas.
You watch them at home?
Yeah.
And what was the last movie you saw at home, or something that you can recommend to everybody?
Well, I have The Big Lebowski on repeat, but I'm guessing most people have seen that. I did watch the new Tim and Eric, the movie, the other day.
Yeah?
Which
Excellent.
Is really fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was afraid to see it on a big screen because they do so many things that are as creepy as they are funny.
I mean, watch it in the morning with the lights on first, and then in the evening, you know, experiment a little bit. But it's kind of... scary at parts, you know.
Wait, I'm sorry, experiment how? Riley. Like, sexually, or just, like, bring your roommate over and get weird, or play weird science when you're purple underwear?
Sexually, chemically, you know, whatever you're into.
You know. Or, like, you can put a microphone in your butt.
Yeah. That's where I learned.
I am sitting in the hottest spot on the planet right now. Like, for some reason, this light right here... is like so fucking hot. It's crazy. And then also, we're at the Louis Anderson Theater, and Louis Anderson's does. Oh, there, that light's off. Thank goodness.
Oh yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But Uncle Buck, the
Oh, Parenthood. Oh. Anything with Diane Wiest. Oh.
I guess that's supposed to be a recreation of Louis Anderson's dad.
I thought it was Tom Arnold.
Is that... He does look like Tom Arnold a little bit. I want to touch his velour head.
Yeah, see what's in his pants.
He's got like a...
Touch
what?
It.
Did you take his wallet? Oh, that feels fun. That would like, there should be a cat up on top of this because it's like a scratching post. And he's got glasses and a nice mouth.
Nice mouth,
you
Tom
got
Arnold.
A sexy mouth, Louis's dad. And then, oh, that gut is solid. That gut isn't messing around. Oh, this is fun.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? You're my father. Get your hands out of my father's pants.
I'll show you Lucky Louie. There's no money to speak of, just his junk.
Is it Brazilian?
He got the Brazilian too. Also, why is his long hair on the mic stand at the Louis Anderson Theater? So you bring a ladies up at the end of the show?
And hello.
Have an auction.
He auctions ladies?
Yeah, like the Pirates of the Caribbean. How much for this sassy wench?
How much for this sassy wench?
That was the worst Louis Anderson impression that's ever happened.
All right, pop quiz hotshot. Graham Elwood, what's your favorite movie since we're here in Vegas? What's your favorite movie ever set in Vegas?
I don't know. There's a lot of good ones. I probably might have to go old school. Elvis Presley, Viva Las Vegas, I think I would have to go with. Come on. Ann Margaret shaking her ass in that one frame. It opens up. You just see Ann Margaret shaking her ass, and Elvis is in the background dancing. That's pure gold. Okay, I know everyone in here is in their 20s and hasn't seen that, but you should. Netflix that shit. You'll go crazy.
Grumpy Old Men. And Margaret was in a Grumpy Old Man. So, okay, so that's your vote, Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. I may have seen that at some point. I don't remember. I know there was a song that went like that. Yeah. There's a show over at Aria called Viva Las Vegas. It closes at the end of August or September or something.
Okay.
Brian.
Mine would probably be the same as Dan's, because I already know what yours is.
Wait, here. What? How does that work? Are you psychic twins?
We call the bus together.
Yeah. Fear and Loathing.
I would go with
what? This century? What movies about Vegas have been this century?
Hangover.
Hangover.
With Brody Stevens.
But then they went away for Hangover 2. They outsourced... on Hangover 2, went to Thailand. That was fucked up.
Thailand?
What? But I've watched Fear and Loathing, and it's kind of a fun movie to watch when you're just high and sitting around with friends or whatever, but like, why do you guys think you like it so much?
I just think it's a cool movie. But, you know, I just thought of another one. Swingers is really good.
Yeah, yeah. That's like partially half and half, Vegas and L.A., right?
Yeah.
Mine, that I wrote one down. Mine is Ocean's 11. Yeah, the not the original one, but the one where George Clooney redid it. Like, I'm explaining it to you guys.
Wow.
There's a fellow named George Clooney.
Uh-huh. And he works
and
in cinema?
He's a cinema actor, producer.
Historian.
Director. He plays basketball on the set in between takes.
Oh.
He does. He had his own basketball court outside the soundstage at ER. I watched him play for a while once, and then eventually I was like, people are going to notice this boner.
And you're like, no, I'm at a UFC weigh-in. I'm not watching him play.
I better move along.
Nice boner.
Does anyone hunger for games? It's a mellow crowd here tonight in Las Vegas. Thank you guys so much for coming out. It's so funny how the rest of the country right now has, you know, temperatures similar to what it's like here all summer, every summer, and...
Yeah, pussies.
I didn't say it, but this gentleman...
Pussies.
This gentleman or weird lady makes an excellent point that they are a bunch of pussies. Well, with their power going out and whatnot, they should... Why can't they build a gigantic dam and get things done? So let's play a round of ABCD's Nuts. Yeah. Always with a new twist and a new challenge every time, and there's nothing at stake, fellas, so don't feel too much pressure. I know you're all strong competitors, though. Since Graham has played this before, we'll start with him, and then we'll go to Brian, and then to Dan. And basically what you have to do is you just have to name a movie that begins with the next letter of the alphabet as we go through ABCD's Nuts. So Graham gets to start with A.
And it can't be the, you can't use the.
You can't say the.
Something.
Yeah, the Anderson tapes. You can't say that for A because it starts with a T.
Okay.
Technically.
All the Right Moves.
Starring Tom Cruise and Leah Thompson.
Yep. And what's his name from Coach?
Craig T. Nelson. Yes, that's right. Okay, Brian, you got the letter B.
Batman?
Batman?
You say it like, you know, I'm not even going to try.
I know. I was like, should I go Battleship?
So many Bs to choose from. It's funny, though. You'll see how you can get stumps. So Dan gets the letter C.
So I can use the crow, then. Is that all right? Because it's... I just forget
No, that was why Graham was asking. Is you got to include the so, but that, The Crow is a great movie. But, so now think of another one that begins with C.
If you lose, you have to show your nuts? I don't...
What?
The first person out has to take their nuts out and put them on Louis Anderson's father.
Hey, that's my dad. You're going to teabag my dad.
I'm not going to be performing here again.
Teabag and my dad, in the old days, we called that give him a weird science.
So, yeah, any other C title?
I'll go Casablanca then.
Yeah, that's a great one. A lot of people, they get spelled with a K, but it's a C. Okay, we go back to Graham for D.
Dude, where's my car?
No, let's keep playing the game. I'll tell you later. Where you left your car.
Dog, you spin it around.
Ernest Goes to Camp.
Sweet.
Now, a lot of people didn't know because they didn't see it because they're not educated like me that the camp he goes to is a concentration camp, and it's one of the more serious Ernest films. It's up there.
Amazing soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Jim Varney's awesome when he's like, hey, they're putting a tattoo on my forearm.
Oh, no.
What's that smell?
Why do you want my gold fillings?
Can I have my pajamas back? Because they always made him walk around. Okay, so... Anyway, that means F to Dan.
So I can have Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, then?
Yeah, you can.
Excellent. Look at that.
Yeah, there's no rule against mentioning movies that were brought up earlier. When we get to S, I'm sure you'll just say Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
T, Graham. Oh, no, wait.
I believe
you're G.
Groundhog Day.
Hunger
it's
Games.
It's me, Ned Ryerson. What'd you say?
Hunger Games.
That's the Hunger Games. Yeah.
So.
Animal.
Balls on Louis' dad.
Now, Hannibal's acceptable.
Yeah.
That was the catchphrase. That's why it didn't make much money. Hannibal's
That's
acceptable.
A tagline.
What's that, Graham?
I thought once you said though, that means you're out. Or we're
well, we'll do that. You know, he gets a mulligan
right,
because.
Gets a mulligan.
All right, yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Okay, Dad, you get I.
Inception.
Nice.
Ooh.
That should have been called The Inception, though. Or that's what they could have called Prometheus.
I will go with the Pauly Shore classic, Jury Duty.
Kangaroo Jack.
Oh, nice.
L, Dan.
So I get L.
Yeah. Get L, yeah.
Come on, somebody help me out. L.
No, don't help him. Would you do that in the octagon?
Seriously.
Are you giving me the option? Can I give you a call?
I think that would be great if you just, like, hey, you. Because I'm sure there's guys yelling at you that you're doing it wrong. If you just stopped one, get the fuck in here.
That would be awesome. All those dicks are like boo and shit like that. Okay.
An involuntary tap in.
Yeah.
Like, now you have to fight because you won't shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
All right, L.
Legend, martial arts movie.
Legend.
Nice.
Or a Tom Cruise movie.
That one.
Graham gets M.
Miracle on 34th Street.
I think that's the miracle on 34th Street.
No.
Or a miracle.
No, it's miracle.
Okay. Google it! Somebody in the audience is yelling, like we're not busy doing a show.
So that was correct, so we're moving to N.
No, you get, okay, we'll move to N. I'll give you one mulligan, too, speaking of M's. M for Brian.
Shit.
M.
The one I was going to choose has a W.
M. M.
There's a lot of pressure up here, you know.
I know, but...
Like, more than the octagon,
but
seriously.
There's a movie that...
More than the octagon, this is more dangerous.
Well, if you can solve a problem by hitting somebody, it's easy.
It's easy. Can we just hit
Doug? Just knock Doug out, and fucking you and I will just talk about movies.
That's why I'm sitting farther away than you, Joel. Because it's like, I don't know if he knows, you know, where the boundaries are.
Let's see.
M.
N.
All right. Oh, N, I'm sorry.
Let's
I just been yelling M at you.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's the nightmare, isn't it?
I almost said Nurse Ratchet. I was like, why is that coming to my head?
Just characters' names?
Yeah,
we're just
going to
sink. New Bomb Turk from Hollywood Nights.
Nurse Betty is a good N-word. That doesn't sound right. Instead of the N-word, call people Nurse Betty. Those are my subtle clues. Just keep repeating the letter. Oh.
Once upon a time in China.
There's one lady in the audience that doesn't believe it.
It's a Jet Li movie. Google it.
Yeah, it's
a Jet Li movie.
All right.
It's a good movie.
All right. Graham. P.
Prometheus.
Oh, I still want to put you in the abortion machine.
Fire up the abortion machine.
But I don't need an abortion, but I'm an abortion machine. We seem to be at loggerheads. Brian?
Fuck my life. Is,
It really
cute,
is a terrible
right?
thing that's happening to you.
I don't even know if this
game's
is a,
harder.
I don't even know if this movie is a movie, but it seems like it is. Quigley Down Under.
It is.
That is a movie.
Quigley Down Under. It's Tom Selleck, and it's what I call it when somebody has like a weird little, you know, like just a little patch of hair right under their lower lip. I say they've got a Quigley Down Under. I have fun. Thank you. There's a guy imitating that's hilarious guy from Atlanta, Graham.
That's hilarious.
It was actually Louis' dad.
He does seem to be having a good time.
He looks kind of like one of the Proclaimers. Do you not think?
Oh.
When I grow up... I want to be the man who's the man who's next to you. I'm terrible. I'm the worst person at karaoke.
And I was
walk
1,000.
How far was it? 1,000 miles?
500.
500? 500 miles. How long would that take to walk that? That seems
great
like...
question, Doug.
Google it.
Google it. Google Maps it.
Okay, so we're on PQRR to Dan.
Running Man.
Running.
Nice.
That's not Running Man, I think.
It's definitely Running Man. Definitely Running Man.
RS.
Silverado.
T, Brian.
The.
Right? You got a lot of options.
Let's go with The Jerk.
Hey, sweet. Excellent.
One of my faves.
Nice one. He hates these cans.
What is it? There's cans in there.
Navin R. Johnson. Sounds like a typical bastard. Die, Navin R. Johnson.
You ought to name the dog Shithead.
Oh, that happened Indiana once, Jones.
That happened once at the end of the show. Somebody named Navin R. Johnson's dog is a shithead.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was fun.
Good time.
Where are we at, Dan?
T-U.
I've noticed that I'm getting all the difficult letters. Is anybody else noticing?
It's Quigley?
It's really stacked against
Graham Elwood
you.
Jumped on the seat with all the good letters, like A and shit. This is, you know what I mean? This has been thought out. I mean,
yeah, I know.
I feel
what
like
I'm
being conspired against.
You.
Universal Soldier.
Oh, and awesome!
And there's like
that does not
well,
have
so
a V in front of it for sure. UV, Graham.
V for Vendetta.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the V for them.
It's our V for Vendetta.
Okay, Brian. W.
Waterworld.
Okay, nice. Or you could just say W. X. Oh, wait. X, yeah.
Okay. You see what I mean?
You could do it.
X-Men.
Yes. Or X-Men 2, or X-Men First Class, or X-Men Origins Wolverine, or what was the other one? X-Men Last Stand. All of them qualify. Why, Graham? Why? Seriously, explain it to me.
Young Guns.
Uh-huh. And Z to Brian before the game takes an interesting
Zorro.
Twist.
Zorro.
Oh, you're going to have to be more fuller answer than that.
No, there's just one.
It's just called Zorro? That was it?
Yeah,
there's a bunch
called,
of them.
Was it called Zorro and the Adventures of Stupid Shit?
That was the prequel. Yeah, that was...
Or you could go Zorro the Gay Blade. Be another good one. What's that over there?
Zorro Ghost Protocol.
Zorro Ghost Protocol.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so now, the guy that just said, go around the call. What's your name?
Alan.
Who?
Alan.
Alan? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, since A is the beginning letter for Alan, let's go around and do only the letter A. Movies that begin with the letter A. We left off with... We're on Brian first.
I gotta go first. I just
went. Who did Z?
Me.
Yeah, so we go with Dan first.
Cool.
Any movie that begins with A.
Bridge Too Far.
Bridge Too Far. Nice. Graham, A.
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
You're out.
Brian. No way! Look that shit up!
It's just called Bridge Over the River Kwai.
No, it's A Bridge Over the River Kwai.
No.
Fucking look it up, no fucks, Dick.
Yeah, it's just Bridge Over the River Kwai, not A Bridge. But thank you for playing, Graham. A, Brian.
Avengers.
Avengers.
Apocalypse Now.
Isn't it The Avengers? It's The Avengers. Brian's out. Dan is our winner.
How the Dan fuck wins. Did that happen? Apocalypse Now is an excellent pick, though.
Yeah.
Excellent pick.
The games of the show are just like UFC fighting. Like, one guy could be have the advantage. The other guy gets right in there at the right moment. He really just starting to hit Brian. That's pretty sweet. Just
I'm
take
used
it, Brian.
To it.
Well, that's the thing is you and I both have been very lucky to... I met Dan at a UFC event because Joe gets us in there all the time, and it's really fun to watch that shit and sort of, you know, learn about it as we go. Graham's checking on the phone to make sure it's called A Bridge Over the River Kwai. Yeah, he can't let it go. Has to look it up. What does it say, Graham? Give us the good news.
Hold on.
You can do it. Do you have a good connection in here?
No.
You need the password for the Louis Anderson Theater. And it's LOL. Anderson. Theater. Father. Bulge Pants.
These web addresses? /
Did you find it?
No.
We gotta move on.
He's downloading the app. He really is.
He's downloading a Bridge Over the River Kwai app?
Yeah, there's a Bridge Over the River Kwai app. There's actually an IMDb app for iPhone, which I'm downloading right the fuck now. Weird science. I can't whistle without my fingers.
You're supposed to be looking it up while we do the theme song. And then he did it 5 times all the way through till everyone in the audience was gone. Back out to the surface of the sun where you can ride a roller coaster in New York.
Well, you can ride a
They don't have New York roller coasters in New York, but we have one in Vegas in New York. So, what do you got there, Graham?
It's the closest to being at 9/11 ever.
Oh, the roller coaster at New York, New York. Never forget.
No, I was wrong. It is The Bridge on the River Kwai.
According to who?
According to IMDb, 1957, The Bridge on the River Kwai.
Okay. So,
yeah.
What did we prove?
That I was wrong, but not in the way that you thought.
Oh, that feels so good, doesn't it?
Great app, though.
All right. Let's see how you guys do with Build a Title. Let's play some Build a Title.
Oh, shit.
People love it. Some people don't even know what it is. We're all going to learn together. People on Twitter suggest starter titles for this game. And then the idea is we try to build as big a title as we possibly can. low stakes, nothing really at stake here, so don't worry. You're not playing for audience members just yet. So I'll give you a title. Like, for instance, if the title was The Godfather, in this game, we drop off the, we get rid of the, because it just gets in the way. And then we have Godfather, so it could be like, you could say, Oh God, Father, to add a title to the beginning. Or you can go, Oh God, you could, don't say oh. Or you can go, Godfather of the Bride, to add a title on the end, and you keep adding that way. It's a sound-alike game. Don't take how it's written, take how it sounds. And who won? Dan won the last game, so he gets to go first. So, Crime Donkey 2.
What?
Crime Donkey, II, on Twitter, suggested the title Detroit Rock City. Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock.
So, Dan, you need a movie that either ends in the word Detroit or begins with the word city.
So, Detroit Rock City of God.
Yes.
Excellent.
You did it.
Okay. I thought I was going to fail miserably this game.
Very well done. You just need to know titles of movies and English, and you've got a great command of both. So we go to, we change the order around, we go to Brian this time.
Ooh.
Yeah, it needs to end in Detroit or begin with God.
Okay. Wow.
A movie that begins with the word God.
Detroit Rock City, what'd
of
you say?
Of God.
Of Godfather.
Yeah.
Okay. Part two.
I'm glad that my example came in handy right away.
All right.
Godfather, so part two.
So it's Detroit or two?
Yes.
Two mules for Sister Sarah.
Wow.
Boom. Right there. Look it up, youngsters.
It's called The Two Bridges for Sister Sarah.
A mule for...
All right. So this is going to get tough now for Dan. You need a movie that begins with the word Sarah... or ends with the word Detroit.
Seriously?
Seriously, yes. Okay. Okay, so that indicates that you're out.
No, hang on. Okay.
You can be back in the next round. You're not out for good.
What was the Sarah Marshall one, though? Can I not throw that in there somewhere?
No, because it's forgetting Sarah Marshall. So you're forgetting the forgetting part. It's tough. What do you got, Brian? Do you have anything for that?
Can it be like... any movie? Like, can I say, like, Sarah Silverman's God is whatever?
Sarah Silverman?
You just make just any words that
God
attach
is magic.
To it that aren't
yeah,
movies?
You know, Sarah Silverman.
Jesus is magic.
Oh, what the fuck? Why don't you guys just all goddamn write it on a fucking whiteboard? Spoon feed it. The fucking playtime's over. The kids got their mulligans. Now we're going for real. Bullshit.
The kids got their mulligans.
Yeah, this is not fucking Little League anymore. Sarah, Jesus is magic. Hey. Go, Brian. You did it.
I think you're channeling Louie's dad.
Put your balls on my face, Brian. You got it right.
Wait, now it sounds like Jay Leno.
Here's some weird
yeah,
news.
Put him on my
Louis
face.
Louis sends balls on my face.
Put him on my face.
I got a lot of chin.
You got a lot of balls.
Like
we could really do something together. All right.
You got your chin on my balls. No, you got your balls on my chin.
Sarah Silverman in Jesus is Magic. So, Graham, you need starts with magic or ends with Detroit. There's a real obvious one, I think, with Detroit, but for some reason you guys aren't saying it. Don't help audience. You're all very nice. But this is a game amongst these three titans of competition. Have you ever won any sporting events, Graham? Any sporting competitions?
Have I ever won a sporting competition?
Yeah. It's not the craziest question.
Well, yeah, I mean, my lacrosse team, my senior year of high school, won state.
So you got a little trophy?
Yeah, bitch.
That's what it said on the trophy.
Stay champs, bitch.
Okay, you got anything?
Magicropolis.
What is with you and the made-up names?
That's not a made-up name. That was a movie that came out in like 1927.
In India.
Magicropolis?
Yes.
Spell it.
Well, magic. It's like
two C's
magic
in a row.
Acropolis. It was Magicropolis.
Oh, okay. Just one C.
Yeah.
Now, you're not thinking of Metropolis, are you?
No. No. It was in that same.
Because that was around the same time as Magicropolis.
Yep.
And Magicropolis didn't get as much attention.
Right.
As it Metropolis,
was,
like Magicropolis
was.
Remember really
when Deep
upon.
Impact and Armageddon came out at the same time, and it was like one of them did better than the other? It was like that, the two Twister movies.
Okay, so Brian won that round.
Is Magic Mike a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. That just came out, right?
Yeah,
and the Detroit one.
In Detroit, there's a movie called Dr. Detroit starring Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. That's right.
And his wife, who he's still married to.
Donna Dixon.
Donna Dixon, double D.
She was in Bosom Buddies.
Tits, tits, tits.
Titties.
We must be in Vegas. Now, this show, this show is supposed to be topless, you guys.
Oh, all right.
It's how Louis Anderson does it.
Hey, everybody. You want to see my side boob? It's Sunday. It's time for side boob.
Okay. Apologies to Louis Anderson and all who love him. Toonhound, who's here all the time here. He's got a new show that he's been doing. It's at 7 o'clock at the Palace Station. Nice plug for him, right? Toonhound, someone named Toonhound on Twitter suggested the following. Ice Station Zebra. And Brian got that point. And who was going to go next? Dan, so we'll go to Dan. Dan, what do you got for
ISO Zebra? Zebra.
Ice I'm Station like Zebra.
Zebra.
Zebra. Whichever one you want. So the movie that ends in ice, or it's part of a word that ends in ice, or begins with zebra.
Well, seeing as everyone's twisting the rules a little bit, I'm going to go with the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Nice! Oh,
I hate it and I love that. It.
I hate it and I love it.
A little octagon trickery we just got right there.
Come on then, bitches. Sorcerer or zebra.
It goes against everything I stand for.
Taking this one.
But I like it, too. Okay, Sorcerer's Apprentice. Sean Cullen would have a heart attack if he heard this. Because I wouldn't let him to have Never-Aragon. He wanted to go from Never to Aragon. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. But Sorcerer's Apprentice sounds perfect. So don't tell Sean Cullen, you guys. Sorcerer's Apprentice Station Zebra. Whose turn was it? Graham.
Okay. Zebra Head.
Yeah. Zebra Head. It starred Michael Rapaport, and it was about an interracial couple.
Yeah, in a high school in Detroit.
Yeah, and Zebra Head. Yeah. That's when you get blown by a half and half.
You get blown by half and half? A mulatto blowjob? Is that what that is?
Oh yeah,
half and half.
Oh yeah. So what happened?
So it goes to Brian now.
Yeah. Oh, Brian. So you need something that ends in sorcerer or begins with head.
A lot of things begin with her.
Yeah.
Most of the best things
oh.
begin with head.
Oh, where
awkward silence.
I wanted to say Sorcerer's New Pants, but that's not a movie.
That's not a movie. It doesn't fit the.
And Sorcerer's
the
New
puzzle.
Groove.
No, it would have to
that's
end.
Not
the,
a movie.
You need something that ends in Sorcerer. I don't even know if there is such a thing. Maybe there is. People in the audience are yelling stuff.
Head of
they shouldn't be. And then there's head of lettuce. Is that what you said?
Head of class, or what's that Pauly Shore movie? Head of state.
What?
Yeah, more help from the audience. Thanks, guys. Just keep fucking yelling them out there. I'm sucking a dick on Magicropolis. Not one of you could have yelled out Magic Mike, you fuckbags.
He was sucking a dick. Why couldn't you think of Magic Mike? Everybody, you know, I mean, not everybody, but there's good word of mouth about that movie, but I just can't get into the idea of watching a dude strip in a movie. Like, why would that be fun for me?
I heard
me?
It's Showgirls for women. It's as bad as Showgirls.
Finally, a shitty movie for women.
It's about Roadhouse for women.
What didn't Devil Wears Prada count? That's not a good example, because that movie wasn't that bad.
State.
Sorcerer. So head of state, you said. That's actually... That was Chris Rock.
All right.
I was
getting too confused.
But it still works for our purposes here. Then we come back around to Dan, who gave us the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Who knows what he'll come up with next. But something that begins with the word state.
State.
If you can think of something like that. Or something that begins with the word eight. Would work.
That could work.
Yeah. That would totally fit. You got anything? Eight dudes. That's a good one. Shut up. I don't care how many people are in your party. Eight dudes. Is there really a movie called Eight Dudes?
Yeah, it's like two girls, one cup.
Eight dudes, no cup. Hey, Dan, have you ever been kicked in the balls during a fight?
Yeah.
And like where you had to stop and do the, like with Rich Franklin a few weeks ago?
Where you like, you massage the lower part of your stomach, like that's going to help, and jump up and down a little bit. People do it all the time. You watch, next time somebody gets kicked in the nuts, they always jump up and down, and there's no fucking good reason to do it.
It's like, it's just kind of distracting yourself or something, right?
It's
or...
like you're trying to move them back down there or something. Like they've gone somewhere.
But they
know?
Don't really get kicked up into your stomach or anything. Like, they're still where they belong.
That's my point. I mean, what are you jumping for?
Because it's just...
You know what's really weird? In Japan, you get kicked in the nuts in Japan. I'm not used to this.
He's not used to the microphone.
In Japan, the referee comes over and checks your balls. He fucking checks your balls.
He touches them?
Over and he pulled my shorts. I'm like, I don't know you that well.
He goes on TSA on your balls?
Smack. Dude, give me a minute.
My balls and I, we need some me time. We need some balls and me time right now. I don't need you smacking them. Seems like horrible treatment of a very tender area. But yeah, all right. Next time somebody gets kicked in the nuts, I'm going to wait for the hopping. I might even take bets. Like, a guy gets kicked in the nuts and go, I'll bet you $10 he's going to start jumping up and down. Why is he doing that? I don't know. $10. Okay. We're on Dan.
Yeah, I got nothing for you.
And he's got
state.
Nothing.
Eight, state.
And, why are you doing
Shut
that?
Shut up! Shut the fuck up!
They just forget that it's a game.
Only with these two
yelling,
fucking clowns. Everyone's super quiet when I'm on the goddamn clock.
They just feel bad that they don't know that they're not as good as you, Graham. That they're not as skilled in the area of making up movie titles. Okay, so Dan, we excused him in this round, and we went to Brian, and you didn't have anything, or
me?
Or is that the direction it's going?
It's mine.
Oh, it's Graham. Okay, what do you got, Graham? Which one of the answers yelled out by the audience would you like to use?
Well, I'll use one of the ones that wasn't yelled out, which is Eight Men Out.
Okay, State Man Out. Yeah. I like it. So we got Sorcerer's Apprentice, Station Zebra, Head of State Men Out. And then we go to people in the audience. No, that doesn't. Apprentice works, but State Men Out? Whoever heard of such a thing?
Such bullshit. These guys can say anything. Oh, just let them play.
They want you to lose. You're the Chael Sonnen of this particular matchup.
No, sir. That's incorrect.
Brian, what do you think?
So it's Out or...
Yeah, Out.
Whatever the other one was.
Think of an Out movie. Out.
Outsiders.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
That's it. Dan?
So where do
I
start?
Oh, wait. Dan was kicked out last round, right?
Okay,
so we go back to Graham. This is between Brian and Graham. It's going to...
Cider's House Rules.
Boom! Shagalaka, Vegas!
All right, so Brian's our winner.
Oh, fuck yourself! Bullshit! That is complete bullshit! Oh, my God, I'm going to check your balls. You got kicked in the nuts. Japanese style.
Hi, I'd like one for the Cider's House Rules.
It's a great
Sir,
house.
Sir, we're not showing that. We're showing Cider House Rules. And that house does rule, by the way. It's really neat. They do medical procedures featured in Prometheus. So Brian is our winner of the whole thing. He was our Build a Title champion. Now, just a reminder, we're going to play the Leonard Maltin game in a second. And don't help them out with answers at all, because Graham needs to win this. Because if he doesn't win tonight, he has to retire from the show. He has to retire from podcasting if he doesn't win tonight. So it's very, very important.
I'm going to retire from podcasting.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you guys bring some name tags? Let me see your name tags. We got some nice ones. We got a gentleman nice. Wrote down Vic Garcia on a piece of paper. Does that happen to be your name also?
Yes.
That'd be weird if your name was Vic Garcia. And then we got a lot of scribbling on paper. We got some hats. We got a welcome to Las Vegas. Looks like a trophy or a little statue. That's nice. Kind of cool. We got a T-shirt of some sort back there. Any food items? There's a Fear and Loathing. Is that a Fear and Loathing poster?
I see the best one.
And then who's got Olive Garden?
That's right there.
Oh, we got some Olive Garden
shit. That's mine.
Go and get your name tag you want to play for. Just physically get it from them.
What's the Fear and Loathing one?
I don't know if your mic cord will reach that far.
I need that one.
It's got racked by a microphone.
Have I actually got to get down here? I mean,
or she can stand up and. Or who are you trying to get it from?
Yeah, the Fear and Loathing dude.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, just pass it up.
What's he say?
Pass it forward.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it. There you go, man.
Magic mic.
Beer and smoking.
All right, I'll do the saw later.
Hey Graham, I just realized
that
earlier tonight we created the porn version of Magic Mike. It's it seems
well
people putting microphones in their ass. Magic Mike. All right, Fear and Loathing. It says Fear and Smoking?
Beer and Smoking.
Beer and Smoking in Las Vegas. And what's the guy's name?
Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Because that's this, what this it's supposed to be a name tag, so your name should be on there somewhere.
I get drug tested. I'm not going to get in trouble for this one.
For holding a picture of a guy smoking?
Can I get marijuana in my system from holding a picture of it? Does that
I don't
work
think
like
so.
That?
Is that, no? I don't think
okay.
you can.
Okay, we're good then. We're good.
Yeah, that's why it's a good thing we're sitting far apart, because you don't want to get a contact high from me. And then who'd you pick to play for, Brian?
Brandon.
Who brought leftovers from Olive Garden?
Yeah, breadsticks.
Oh, they smell so good.
It smells so good.
They smell so good.
Oh, the things Brian is going to do to those breadsticks in his hotel room later tonight.
He's going to do a little Magic Mike, sounds like.
Oh, magic breadstick.
All you can eat.
You can make a homemade fleshlight with a breadstick from the Olive Garden.
Way to get a plug in there, dude. That was yeah. Nice cross promote.
I'm sure Olive Garden doesn't appreciate it, but don't you want them to be a sponsor? Like, you probably shouldn't talk that way.
They would never be a sponsor, but I've been contacted by them and people that work in the office, and they love me, and they think it's hilarious.
What's the most fuckable food at Olive Garden?
Bottomless salad bowl?
Bottomless.
Bottomless? That doesn't sound good. I like my ladies bottomless.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? You don't want them to have an ass? No ass.
None.
I want to be like, turn around. No, I said, now turn around. No, turn around.
Actually, it's easy. It's Tour of Italy.
The Tour of Italy?
That's the easiest to fuck.
They have a dish called the Tour of Italy?
Yes.
That sounds like a nightmare. Sounds exhausting. Like, lasagna, I don't want to take a tour violence. While eating. All right, Brian. So that's who brought it? Brandon?
Brandon.
Brandon. And then...
Not Brendan, so calm down.
Okay. Brendan. Brandon. Brandon. Okay, and Graham?
I have Amanda who has saw. She went with
Amanda
a saw.
Amanda made
she
a little saw.
On a foot that's been eaten. That's the saw logo and then the blade of a saw.
Is it a vegan saw?
Yeah, it's a gluten-free, cannibalistic...
Grass-fed.
It is free. It's in free range. Yeah.
I can't believe nobody brought you your pansy-ass food that you like.
Whatever.
Thank you,
Amanda.
She's
going to bring some later.
She's going to get me...
What's your room number?
Yeah.
She's going to bring some, and she has some long-distance calls she'd like to make. From your room phone. Does it still cost a fortune to make a long-distance call from a room phone in a hotel?
I don't know. I usually use my CB radio, so...
10-4, good buddy. Let's play Leonard Maltin game, you guys. Let's do it. Thank you for bringing name tags, Vegas. Is there anyone here from out of town? Out of Vegas?
All right. Yeah. Welcome.
And you were just in town for the... Were you in town for the fights? Yeah, and then you came to this? That's cool. That's real cool. I like it. What?
Yes, that's cool.
I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry.
I didn't like... Did you like in Ted? You saw Ted, right? Yeah, we talked about it. Brian
yes.
saw it. And
yes.
I didn't like the way he made a joke about sounding too much like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, that made no sense.
In the movie.
And like, I didn't like when they remade a remake. What's that movie?
Are you going to make sense eventually?
Airplane. Airplane. They
did a scene from Airplane,
yeah.
But they never admitted it was from Airplane, so
right.
Like young people that are watching it may not even know what the fuck is supposed to be happening.
Right, and it's not an Airplane. It was a scene that Airplane made fun of
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
So it was like a
parody of
a parody.
But they didn't add any jokes. They just did the scene.
It was really awkward.
Yeah, it was weird. It was awkward. Everyone in the theater got uncomfortable. We didn't know what to do, so we just started masturbating and throwing shit at the screen.
Spider-Man.
All right, Brian, since you won Build a Title, you get to go first, and then we'll go to Graham, since Dan has never played this before, and he's going to have to catch up as we play.
All right.
You get to pick between three categories, Brian. Mm. You get to choose between In Honor of Death Squad Podcast Network, Death Squad category, which means movies that have either the word death or squad in the title. Or At That Baker Guy suggested Dead Horse, which is films that the movies that had four or more sequels. As in beating a dead horse. And since we're in Vegas, I want to do a category Vegas, where it's spelled like the old TV show, Vegas with the dollar sign. And that's, of course, movies that take place in Vegas. I just double-checked. I did not... Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is not the answer.
I will go with the ones with the dead horse, because it seems like if there's that many sequels, it would be easier to know what the movie is. Right?
I love your strategizing. You're really doing this well. 1979 or 2004 would
2004.
Be. Which one of those years do you prefer? Okay, this is a movie that Leonard gives 3 stars. It was the first of 4 or more sequels. He says about this movie that it is unpleasant. And he also says about this movie that it is effective.
Unpleasant and effective.
And effective.
And 3 stars.
3 stars. 2004. Film criticism can be a contradictory game. And Leonard lists 10 cast members from this movie. So how many cast members, reading from the bottom of the list up, do you think you can name it in? Brian, Red Band,
4.
Death Squad. 4. That's a pretty bold bid. And we go to Graham. What's he going to do with that?
I would say name that movie.
Whoa. All right. So Dan doesn't even have to get involved in this one. And it's just up to Brian. I'm going to name 4 cast members, reading from the bottom of the list up. And... And we'll see if you can guess this movie that had 4 or more sequels, 3 stars, 2004, unpleasant, effective. Unpleasant, effective, Pepto-Bismol. Unpleasant, effective, Jägermeister. Unpleasant, effective, home HIV test. They've got those now. You just have to pee on a stick. And I don't think you pee on it.
That's no way.
You stick it in your mouth. No reason you can't have fun while you're having the test. Okay, your 4 names are Dina Meyer, Shawnee Smith, Mackenzie Vega, and Ken Leung.
No yelling out.
Leung. L-E-U-N-G, Ken Leung. The next name is kind of a giveaway name, but those 4 might help you. Or just name a movie that came out around that time that's had a lot of sequels since then.
I want to say it's a Tyler Perry movie.
He hasn't had... I don't think he's even had 4 Madea... He maybe have had 4 Madea movies total, but I don't think he's had more than 4. I think there's only 3.
Fuck.
I don't know. They're hard to keep track of. I'm waiting for Madea Goes to Ernest. anything?
No, I don't have anything. Sorry.
It's a pretty funny answer because it's sitting right next to you. It's Saw. Walked right into that, Buzzsaw.
That chick's my neighbor, by the way, also.
What
all
chick?
The
guy
the
with
Saw
the
movies.
Mask?
From all the Saw movies.
I don't think it was the same girl in every movie.
I think it was.
No. There's like a whole new cast in most of the Saw movies.
Because they always get killed, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, they get tortured and killed. It's really fun. All right, so Graham Elwood has a point, ladies and gentlemen. Who are you playing for again?
I'm playing for Amanda.
Amanda. Amanda with the Saw sign.
Amanda with the Saw sign has 1 point. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Las Vegas, Nevada. Live at the Louis Anderson Theater at the Palace Station on Sahara, right off the 15.
I prefer you don't give away where I am right now. Trying to keep it a private little... Okay, so Dan, you get to start. You get to pick a category. Does the game seem to make sense to you so far?
Absolutely none. No.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting it to make sense, though. Don't worry.
Okay, good. So you get to pick a category. I'll give you 3 choices. Would you like King of Pancakes category, which is a movie that was the number one at the box office 10 years ago to this very day, to this exact day, it was the number one movie, or... Would you like a category called Gary Marshall Hasn't Ruined It Yet? Holidays that Gary Marshall Hasn't Ruined Yet. And that was suggested by the other Sarif G. Sarif is spelled S-J-A-R-I-F. I think I've said that on the show before, so he's gotten plenty of credit for that. And then at Wilson Cody suggests Kangaroo Jack City, which is movies where Ice-T... plays a kangaroo. Which one of those categories Would you like to play Dan Hardy?
What was the first
UFC
one again?
UFC champion. The first one was 10 years ago to this day.
I'll take that.
The number one movie. Okay, this movie was number one 10 years ago. Leonard gives it 2 stars. He says about this movie that it's cheesy, that the unconvincing special effects don't help, and celebrity cameos offer only fleeting chuckles. Yeah, 2 stars. Sounds like he didn't like it very much. And there are 7 names. So how many names that Leonard lists of the cast, reading from the bottom of those 7 names up towards the top billed person, do you think it would take? Now, like a smart opening bid, since you're a new player, would be just say 7 names, because then you'd get to hear all the names if the next person in line asked you to name it. So what do you think you're going to do?
I think I'll take 7 names.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Very smartly played. And then we go to Brian. We'll switch the order around.
Five names.
Says Brian. Oh, wait, that doesn't switch the order around. Because Graham challenged Brian last time.
Oh, yeah.
So we go to Graham. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so he said 7.
Yeah.
I will go with 6.
Okay.
I will go with 5.
Okay, Dan. So you could, Dan, you could either say name that movie if you think, you know, 5 names isn't enough for him to figure it out, or you can bid lower to 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Negative names.
If I'm honest, all I can think about is breadsticks right now. really struggling. I'm gonna name it.
Name it, he says. I'll give you 5 names, Brian.
All right.
Do you want the clues again?
Yes.
2 stars from Leonard, 2002. Cheesy, unconvincing special effects don't help. Celebrity cameos offer only fleeting chuckles.
Mars.
And your 4 names. 5 names. Right? 5 names.
5 names.
5 names are Johnny Knoxville, Patrick Warburton, Tony Shalhoub, Rosario Dawson, don't yell it out, and Laura Flynn Boyle.
Oh, fuck.
Johnny Knoxville. Flynn. And the category was 10 years ago, it was the number one movie at the box office on this day.
And you can't tell me if it was.
Do you remember the summer of 2002, what you were doing today?
No. You can't tell me, like, the category, like, as if it was a comedy or a sci-fi or anything like
that. It was a movie that had things happening in it.
Okay. I want to say Mars Attacks, but I don't think that's right.
No, but you're kind of the right genre. It's Men in Black 2.
Ah, fuck.
Men in Black 2, yeah. Shit.
Johnny Knoxville is in Men in Black 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Dan.
Dan Hardy.
Dan's on the board. Dan's on the board. Genuine competitor. And that means that Graham, since he was left out of that last skirmish, he gets to go first. And then it'll come back at Brian.
Do you know that movie?
No.
All right. It was a tough one, I guess. Just use your microphone.
I do remember how bad you are. I remember now sucking last time I played this game.
Well, that's part of the fun of it, is you can just sort of make the other person name it, and sometimes that pays off.
Right.
And let's see what happens with the following 3 categories. Graham Elwood, would you like to play Ghost Propofol? That's movies with Michael Jackson songs in them. God. Or that was suggested by @Satori80. Or @AaronDGleason suggested Mad Props. Mad Props, that's movies where someone is killed by a propeller. It's not what the whole movie's about. It just happens at some point.
Right.
And then @Whackball suggested Breaking Bond, which is movies starring someone who has played James Bond. One of the 5 or 6 actors who's played James Bond. In other movies.
I will go Bond.
Okay, Breaking Bond.
Jimmy Bond.
Would you like a movie that features a James Bond actor from 1987 or 1998?
87.
Okay. People in the audience are dismayed. Ah! We've got the pirate convention is in town. We got the cast of the Pirate Adventure over at Treasure Island is in the audience, and they disapprove of this category.
Okay.
They disapprove of your choice from 87.
Arr.
4 stars from Leonard from this movie. He calls it high energy entertainment that packs a wallop. Yeah. And he says it's fluidly and often flamboyantly filmed. Fluent, flamboyant, wallop. And he lists 10 names. How many names do you think you get in Graham Elwood, this movie that has a James Bond actor in it? How many do you think? People in the audience are discussing it, trying to figure it out.
Tell me what the Leonard Maltin said about it again.
He said that Graham Elwood is a dope.
Really?
And who can't remember shit. And that it's high energy entertainment that packs a wallop. And he also says that it's fluidly and flamboyantly filmed.
So who's
10
next,
names.
Who's next after me?
Me.
Next up after you would be who challenged who the last time?
Me. I'm after you.
What? How do you know?
Well, yeah, Dan challenged him, so it goes this way. So Brian's next?
Brian will be next, yes.
Okay, 0 names.
Oh, no, wait, Dan will be next.
Oh, then fuck that. No, 7 names. Because he's already got a point.
Yeah, it's a good call.
7 names.
All right, Dan.
Don't pick on Dan Hardy.
I can't believe that's
he
the first time the expression.
He has to fight in a cage. He doesn't need your foolishness, Graham. He has to worry about not getting punched. He doesn't need all this movie shenanigans. You should bake him a gluten pie and let him win. I'll cuddle him like Louie's dad.
Graham, do you think that you would jump up and down if Dan kicked you in the balls right now?
Let's find out.
Let's do it.
Provided
Brian, get out of the way.
You check my nuts like a Japanese official. But you have to open them and go, Harro.
Face forward and cough. Okay, 10 names, Graham.
All right.
Quit fucking around.
I said 7.
Oh. Dan?
Uh-oh.
Dan, do you want to go lower, or do you want to,
Get the fuck off your phone.
Excuse me, sir, that's asking me to get off my phone. The game is on the phone. It's probably taking you a while to figure that out. And, but I am also texting because my girlfriend is pregnant with your baby.
And that's such a reverse slam. What a reverse slam. You took out your... You eliminated your own loved ones. That's how you took out a heckler. That's amazing. Don't heckle me, sir. I'm dying of AIDS. Like, wow. Way to get after him. That was amazing.
I wanted to make him feel guilty for calling me out for texting because his wife, I mean my wife.
Wow.
Okay, so... Yeah, I'll quit texting if you quit drinking.
Oh, look at that goddamn breadstick. Yeah.
Oh, breadsticks are out.
It has gluten.
They make them purely of gluten. The gluten
what,
breadsticks.
What was it you were saying about those earlier?
What?
The breadsticks?
I don't know, but I'm hoping that's garlic butter on these.
This guy sucks.
I'm sure there was talk about you fucking them, though.
Yeah.
Is it...
It's Leonard 7 names to you, Dan.
Oh, you're right.
7. Graham
six.
Said 7.
6.
Seven.
Now
six.
Dan says 6.
Oh. 6. Why not?
And then we go to Brian.
Do it.
Brian says do it. Okay.
Name that
six
movie.
Names.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Dan gets this to
could
see
be,
wins.
This could be the big finish or a 3-way tie.
Oh, 3-way.
Then we got to finish it off. And then I'm going to do some more texting. High energy entertainment that packs a wallop. That's what someone just texted to me. That's why I'm looking at it.
fluidly and often flamboyantly filmed, and the category was a James Bond actor, someone who's played James Bond.
What year was the movie?
Is in this movie, and the year was 87. Thank you. The audience remembers.
And that's the year of the James Bond actor, not of the actual movie.
That's the year of the movie we're talking about.
That a James Bond actor was
and there's a James Bond actor in it.
I was five.
And you're some excuse. And you how old were you when Casablanca came out? and there are how many names do you get? Seven?
Six.
Okay. Patricia Clarkson, Billy Drago, Brad Sullivan, Jack Kehoe, Richard Bradford. And this is the one that may help you out, Robert De Niro. In this movie from 1987, 4 stars, high energy entertainment, fluidly and flamboyantly filmed.
Robert De Niro and an actor that played James Bond. It was released in 1987.
Think!
I really feel like I should know. Breadsticks.
Any guesses? If you don't have a good guess, who challenged him? Brian. Brian will get a point. We'll have a three-way tie. Did you give up?
Yeah.
You tap out?
Yeah. I Matt made him tap out.
What do you guys think?
I'm used to that.
Do you know what it is, Graham?
I'm thrown for a loop.
Do you all remember a movie called The Untouchables with Sean Connery?
Motherfucker, that's
De Niro?
Right.
Wow. We have a three-way tie, everybody. Very exciting.
Excellent.
Let's get this thing over with, because people have texting to do, and the texting guy won't stop just saying shit to me.
Stop putting that stick near your mouth. What are you doing? What are you keep?
Oh, your amplified voice is bugging me. I paid to sit in here in peace and look at a recreation of Louis Anderson's dad.
I
thought
pants?
This was the dummy on stage show. And it is. Oh my God.
His dad's got a boner.
We gotta make the breadstick his penis.
Oh, don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. Remember they said not to mess with it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Don't make his pants greasy. Don't.
That's like a morning boner.
Okay, that never happened, you guys.
All right. Who let the dogs out?
We're here with love and respect. And I hope that's garlic butter.
No.
All right, who challenged who? Dan didn't get it because Brian challenged him. So we'll start with Graham, and then we'll go to Brian. And Graham gets to pick between these categories. In theaters, Chow. That's movies that take place in Italy. Or our friend, Red Band, our friend Don Barris is involved in a very great, funny motion picture called Windy City Heat. So that category is movies with either Windy City or Heat in the title. And then we have Prometheus. Prometheus, and that's movies where there's a prom. And no Etheus.
I will take Prometheus.
Prometheus, he says. This Prometheus movie is from 1992. Leonard Maltin gives it 1.5 stars. He says it's the story of a nerdy teenager, and he calls it formulaic. And he also says that one of the lead actors is limber. Yeah, what indeed. And the category is Prometheus, so it has a prom in it. And the number of names listed are, there's about 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Graham Elwood? Playing for the Saw person?
9.
Okay, that's a good opening bid. And we go to Brian. He says...
5. 8.
58. He says 58 names.
58 names.
Okay, 8 to you, Dan.
Name it.
God damn it.
Fuck.
I feel pretty good about Brian Redband.
I worked at a movie theater in 1992.
You did?
Yeah. Okay. And I had every single poster on my wall, so I'm looking at my wall in my head.
So that's immediate disqualification, right?
And you get and you get 8 out of 9 names.
Right.
Yeah, that's, you're going to get this.
Okay.
Here they are. Rose McGowan, Richard Mazur, Mariette Hartley, Rick Dukeman, Robin Tunney, Megan Ward, Pauly Shore, Brendan Fraser. What's it called? What's it called? Nobody in the audience.
Hold on.
Brian.
Hold on.
Say it, Brian.
Hold on.
Say it, Brian.
Hold on.
Say it, you
hold
piece of shit.
On.
You piece
hold
of shit.
On.
Oh, he doesn't know.
He's about to tap
he
out.
He doesn't know.
He's about to tap out.
Encino Man.
That's correct. Encino Man.
That was awesome, dude.
Brian is our winner. Brian Redman. Now you can go around telling people that you defeated Dan Hardy.
That's pretty sweet. I made him tap.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, you don't have to get into the details of a stupid nerdy...
That's right. I'll just stop the sentence
nerdy
there.
Stupid game it is, yeah.
So Dan in Vegas, I made him tap. Gotta go.
So where is Brandon,
he's over there.
With the do you don't want these anymore? You want to give him back?
Oh, I want him to have them.
Okay, where'd he go? Where is he at?
He's over to the right.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Okay, so have these back.
And he gets the prize bag.
There you go. And yeah, the whole prize bag is yours. And the copy of Tasteful Nudes by Dave Hill is signed by Dan Hardy. Because they have the same initials, and I forgot to tell Dan to bring something to give away, and he was nice enough to sign.
Oh yeah,
that.
Aren't you supposed to read what's on the back of that?
Not on yours, because he won.
Oh.
It's the consolation prize, is the shitheads.
Right.
Do you fellas have anything to promote? Graham, what have you got coming up?
Well, you can go with my tour dates, grahamelwood.com, and of course the Comedy Film Nerds Guide to Movies, which is one of the prizes in there. I'll have some out front, and that's available at comedyfilmnerds.com. Doug did the foreword and autographed copies.
Yeah, we'll hang out. I'll give away Smug Life stickers and take pictures and stuff. So Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much! Great.
Brian Redband, you got a million different shows on your podcast network.
Yeah.
And so check it out. Ice House Chronicles.
Yeah, just go
Bone
to Death
Zone,
Squad. Yeah.
Muff said.
Triple X Squad.
X Squad.
Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah. Shit ton of shows.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you for coming.
Brian Redman. And finally, fighting again on September 2nd?
29th.
fighting on March 30th. No, fighting on September 29th out of, where is that in?
Nottingham, England.
What house is that? Seriously, text someone to come and pick you up. Text them to come get you because you're drunk. Don't stagger over to the oyster bar and start eating. That's what I did the last time I was here, and I didn't sleep for 3 days. Even though it was delicious. I had too much. It was good. Shush. You're coming on strong. I'm trying to wrap up the show. Dan, take care of that guy. Dan Hardy, everybody. Thank you, Dan. I'm going to be at Wise Guys at Salt Lake City on Sunday, July 15th with Captain Spaceship's own David Huntsberger. And thank you, guys. Thank you, Louis Anderson Theater, Palace Station. I love the locals in Vegas and the visitors. Makes for a nice mix of people. And as always, Scientology is a shithead. And Abraham Lincoln is a shithead. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes are rolled, his viewing prowess makes him